أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: فما خطبك يا سامري؟ قال: بصرت بما لم يبصروا به، فقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول فنبذتها، وكذلك سولت لي نفسي. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 95 and 96 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's conversation with his brother Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. Now the next part of it, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam addresses Samiri. We spoke about Samiri, and he was the one that created the fitna and the corruption of the iman of the Banu Israel, that they worship the calf. So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam says, قال فما خطبك يا سامري. O Samiri, what is your narrative, what is your narration? خطبك, خطبا, actually will refer to an address, like how we get the word خطبا. So what is your story, what is your issue that you have, and how it did this all happen? So قَالَ بَصُرْتُ بِمَا لَمْ يَبْصُرُ. His response to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is, I saw what they didn't see. In other words, what the people didn't see. فَقَبَضْتُ قَبَضَةً مِّنْ أَثَرِ الرَّسُولِ. قَبَضَ means to take something into one's hand and grip it. So I gripped one handful from the footsteps of the Rasul. The Rasul here will refer to the angel, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. What had happened was, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam either had come to the waters, and as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded him, he struck his asa, he struck his rod onto the waters, and it opened up into 12 parts, either at that point, or the point when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Bani Israel came onto the other side of the waters. At one of those two points, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come. He had come to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, but his coming was in a very amazing and unique way, in that he hadn't just come like how he would normally come, but he had come riding a horse. Now, the whole of the Banu Israel were there, but nobody had known, nobody had realized that this was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that had come to see Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Some narrations, it was at that point in time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had, via Jibreel alayhi salam, commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to go to Mount Tur. So this was one of the most specific reasons why Jibreel alayhi salam had come. Nobody would have recognized angels come down in human forms, but how then the Samiri recognized Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Some many verses before, we discussed who the Samiri was. We remember that we said his name was Musa ibn Zafar. His mother, like the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had the fear of his life, because he was born in that year that Fir'aun was killing all the young boys. So at that time, when the mother had taken him to the cave, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Samiri, and Jibreel alayhi salam sustained him with three ni'mats of Jannah. So at that time, there was this correlation, there was this relationship between Samiri and Jibreel, that he recognized that this is that same angel that had come in my infant days, in my early days, my first days of my life. So he had realized and recognized that this is Jibreel. The second thing that he recognized and he realized, that wherever the hooves of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had touched on the ground, barren land became alive. In other words, grass began to grow. And he also realized at that time in certain narrations it was shaitan that now infiltrated his heart, and other narrations he realized at that point in time that this sand that is under the hooves of Jibrail, there is definitely life in it. It will bring something dead back into life, and he took some. Now up to that point, there was no issue. This is what we will call tabarruk. This is something that is good. It is something that is blessed. The sand that the hooves of the horse of Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam would touch. But now, when Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had given the instruction to the Bani Israel that you people have the jewelry and the ornaments of the Qibtis, of the Coptics, and it is not permissible for you to keep it in your possession, so that fire was kindled and throw that into the fire. So what he did was he said to Harun alayhi salam, pray to Allah, make dua to Allah, that whatever is in my heart, Allah fulfills it, and then I will throw. Harun alayhi salam obviously didn't recognize or didn't know this character, so said, hence Harun alayhi salam, in good intention, make this dua, and he threw that sand with the intention that this mold of gold and silver must become into the form of a calf, and it must show some signs of life. Or it must become alive, but it didn't become alive in actual fact. It showed some signs of life in that it began to make the noise, the bellowing of a cow, and then he put this Bani Israel into the fitna that worshipped the calf, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates this incident, this conversation between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Samiri. So he says, فَقَبَضْتُ قَبَضَةً مِّنْ أَثَرِ الرَّسُولِ, I took into my hand a handful of the dust or the sand or the earth from the footsteps of the Rasul, Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam, in other words, the footsteps of the horse of Jibrail alayhi salam, فَنَبَثْتُهَا, and I threw it, in other words, I took it and I threw it into the fire, وَكَذَٰلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي, and I was prompted by my base desires to do this. In other words, there was a delusion in my heart, and I did what I had done. He had understood and he had known that it was the evil of his heart, that not only did he make kufr and shirk of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he made kufr and he made the Bani Israel make kufr and shirk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that sometimes there can be something that is very good in essence. And if we do not apply the laws of Allah and the laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the good that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may give us, then we may be deviated, and of course we may commit kufr and shirk. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.